to the jazzy section of Somebody Hates You, Snake River Conspiracy. Hey, it's Friday night. Can you have two more different shows than Xenophone compared to Frequency and Phrenology? How cool is that, right? I mean, you were just listening to, like, real mellow international kind of stuff, which sounded really cool. Interesting stuff. Stuff I learn from, which is why I maintain myself as part of this lovely internet radio station called Kill Radio. And then I come in and I play Kiss to start Detroit Rock City. What the heck is going on around here? How is that possible? So yeah, that's what I do. So this is Dr. Groovy. How you doing? How's your Friday night going? 8:14 in the p.m. on Friday evening. Oh, you know what I forgot to bring to this lovely studio that smells like an ashtray? The canned air. I was going to clean out... maybe I'll run downstairs and get it. We got to clean out our little board here. Because every time I try to move something and you hear a little crackling noise, that happens to be because this thing is so dirty that you can see probably about a millimeter of dust on the whole thing. That's right. So not such a good thing when we're talking about fine mechanics, right? So I brought some canned air, left it in the car, put it in the car a week ago to remember to bring it here. So that was good, right? Good start. Good start. Good start to my Friday night, where I may crash in about an hour. We will be together for an hour and a half, so we'll see what the last half an hour feels like. Hey, if you want to give me a call, feel free. The number here is 213-252-0998. Yes, this is live. 8:15 in the p.m. on Friday evening, January 11th, 2008. So if I just said that and that's not the day you're on, it's no longer live and don't call me. But if you're there now, go ahead, give me a call. Again, 213-252-0998. And the AOL Instant Messenger is always receiving your IMs at killradio.org. All one word, just like what you typed into your web browser to get to our website, killradio.org. Looks kind of funny because there's two O's there in the middle. So I play a lovely mix of whatever I decide I want to play, and it depends on my mood. Tonight I'm feeling a little feisty, so we're playing some harder edge rock. But I might get mellow towards the end here. We'll just have to see how it goes. We'll talk about some medical news, talk about some crazy things going on in health and medicine and science, and what do you think about the old presidential race? Are you guys following that stuff? Kind of crazy. Kind of who knows what's going to go on, you know what I'm saying? I like it. I like the fact that we don't know what's going to happen on either side. That's kind of cool. Makes people work harder, I think. So, are you an Obama girl? Like the one on, what is that, MySpace, YouTube? Or are you a Hillary guy? Hey, you know what? Hillary guy. I wonder if someone's going to pull out that video. Well, you can give me a call and talk to me about it, or not. Otherwise, you will hear my drivel. Because I need to talk to myself while I'm here alone. So that's what I'll do. And I will play my own band song next. You were just listening to more Chiba, Snake River Conspiracy, and Soundgarden before that with Kiss at the top of the hour. Coming up next, Breach on Kill Radio Frequency and Phrenology. Songs and sounds to mold your mind.
I will escape from you. Oh my God! No, really? You must be joking! Tell me more!
I'm not afraid to die.
right. Crackly, crackly, crackly. Hello. Oh, hello. I think I hear my my phone making noise. So sorry about that. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Thanks so much for listening to killradio.org, Frequency and Phrenology, with Dr. Groovy. That's me. And if you ever want to get in touch with me directly, you can feel free. You can go, probably the best place is to go to my MySpace page, myspace.com/Dr. Groovy. Got to spell out the whole thing, though. DocTorGroovy. And you can see some fun stuff there. Contact me that way. There is a YouTube site. I believe it's Dr. Groovy. It might be Dr. Groovy Stir, but I can't remember. So you can check that out too if you want to. Lots of fun stuff. And what a great little web station we have here. And we keep it going because we all pay dues. And we get donations from people like you. So if you are feeling generous tonight and you are looking at our website, if you go to the left-hand side, you can see a little area there that says Donate to KR, and we'd really appreciate it if you could drop us $5, $10. Hey, what about $20? That'd be great because we're always pretty strapped for rent. Thanks. 213-252-0998 if you'd like to talk to me about frequency or phrenology. What is phrenology? It's the study of the bumps in the head as they reflect the human personality, which is what is called a meta-science, but something in which I believe in because I feel I can make it what I want. That's right. I can feel what I want, I can say what I want, and it doesn't matter because there's no evidence. Frequency is all these frequencies I play. Ryuichi Sakamoto right now, Folk Implosion before that, Bumblebees 81, and before that, Breach. Lots of fun stuff that you get to listen to on Friday evening. I also tend to do a show on Saturday afternoons, 4:30 to 6 p.m., so you can join me then as well. And lots of other shows, fun shows all the time here on Kill Radio. And we'll be having another couple of benefits coming up this month, so watch the website for announcements. We have one coming up on January 26th that will be at the Echo Curio. Come on down and join us for that. And then a Lost Souls Hear Hear benefit again, and I believe that's on the 22nd. So keep an eye out for that stuff. Also, next week is our own John Hirschfield's birthday of Is Good. Wish him a happy birthday. He's going to be having a show, an Is Good show, and I will find out where that is for you. If anyone knows, you can give me a call, but I'll look for it. Hey, you know, I was just reading the old medical news here to see what I could find out for you. And it seems that there is a story about how more than 3 million young adults have been abusing over-the-counter cough medicines. That's right. The Roboheads, Triple C, Coricid and Cough and Cold, all that fun stuff that you can drink about a bottle or a couple bottles and it gets you so high that you're on the ground vomiting. That's what the kids are doing these days. How much is 3 million young adults? I wonder what that means. I don't really, you know, have a concept of how many people that is. CBS Evening News reported that there's a disturbing report about the number of young Americans using cough and cold medicines to get high. According to a 2006 survey conducted by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA, more than 3 million people between 12 and 25 abused over-the-counter cold medicines in 2006. The figure is comparable to the use of LSD and much greater than that for methamphetamine usage among the age group. Wow, LSD. And that's hard to get. The rate of past year misuse, that's good, misuse, among whites was 2.1%. Okay, there we go, 2.1%, which was three times higher than the level for blacks, which was 0.6%, and also significantly higher than the level for Hispanics, which was 1.4%. Go whites. Healthcare experts suggest that young adults who take large doses of cough medicine may experience disorientation, blurred vision, slurred speech, and vomiting. Side effects of the cough suppressant dextromethorphan, which is found in more than 140 cough and cold medications available without a prescription. The survey also revealed that more than 5% of adolescent OT over-the-counter abusers had experimented frequently with illicit drugs like ecstasy. Wow. All right. Now we have to listen to this. Wolf Mother. That's right, you're gonna eat this and like it. Poison. Yeah.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings his sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
received a love that not a vibe, knowing what to say. Instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I hear found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn.
Wow, that really sounded interesting on these mono type speakers. I haven't You know, you hear that kind of a song on such, like, you know, it's on, it's such a polished sounding song that when you hear it on some not so great speakers and a not so great system, it kind of sounds interesting. Oh, hello. Sorry about that. Just a little technical difficulty. So you are listening to Frequency and Phrenology, and I'm playing a girl set here. Ooh, we have a phone call. Let's see who's on the phone. One moment, please. Kill Radio. Hey, who's this? Oh, hey, Scramble. Hey, let me put you on the air. All right, let's see. Are you there?
Hey, Los Angeles and the world. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going okay with me here at the studio. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, you know, I'm Scramble. I got the show after yours.
Yeah?
Yeah, and, you know, I heard you mentioning, like, cough syrup and LSD earlier.
Yeah. It seems that more and a lot of kids are, more kids are drinking cough syrup to get high than kids are doing LSD.
Wow, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, you know, I mean, I've done my share of LSD.
Right.
Yeah.
And how do you think it compares to cough syrup? Have you ever done cough syrup?
Just when I have a cough. You know, but,
you're missing out, man. It's really amazing. Like, you know, LSD, it's like that divided by 200. It's like, I don't understand it. I mean, it makes me feel sick.
Aye.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's cough syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Think about how many chemicals are in there. Wow.
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, yeah, cough syrup, haven't messed with it, but the LSD, yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird. It should be, you know, LSD used to be legal back in the 60s.
Yep.
All those intellectuals in Berkeley were doing it like crazy.
Yeah, and they were like, well, I don't know if they would say this, but it was kind of interesting because it had this scientific bent to it, in the sense that it was like a scientific experiment to see what was going on that was actually getting documented. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, by people who are really intelligent and had some interesting reasons for like going into another existence with this stuff. You know what I mean? Because like the writing about it is very interesting.
Oh, like The Doors of Perception by Aldous Huxley?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly. So it's almost like intellectual in a way. And then you've got cough syrup.
Well, yeah, I'd say, you know, like the three costs of LSD are, you know, it's pretty cheap. I mean,
yeah.
$5, maybe $10 tops for a hit that, I mean, an experience that will last hours.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes a scary amount of hours.
Yeah. Or not to mention the music often sounds really amazing when you listen to it on the...
Yeah, you can see it.
Or mushrooms or, you know...
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't have the endurance for the acid trip, then mushrooms is pretty good, too.
That's a very good point. Very
you know,
good
but
point.
The cough syrup, I mean, I guess if you're, you're really desperate.
I guess that's it, because these are kids, I guess, who don't feel like they can get, you know, other things. But they're kids, too. I mean, like, young kids. 12, 13 years old. I mean, you know, I sound kind of old when I say that, but, you know.
Well, yeah.
You got
true.
A little older before you did that stuff.
Young
you know.
Kids shouldn't be, really, you know. They should.
That's when their brain is forming, you know?
Indeed. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to have a whole lot of McDonald's workers coming up soon.
Well, anyway, I was just hoping I could score a few points with your listeners by you know, telling everyone that I'm a doper. So, listen to my show, all you dopers out there, okay?
What's your show called again?
Just Scramble. Friday Night Scramble.
Friday Night Scramble with a K, right?
Yeah.
Right on. And it's coming on after my show at 9:30 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you know what? I think, you know, you might have gotten 6 listeners off of that.
Oh, all right then.
Totally, man.
Okay, dopers. See you later.
All right. Bye. Talk to you later. Bye. All right. So you just got to meet Scramble himself. Nice work. And he will be up next, as you heard. And he has a very interesting set of music. If you like what I play, his stuff really flows well. Because he's got some very interesting music that he plays. So check it out. And, ooh, we even have... Oh, that's right, Friday Night Overnight tonight. That's a guy who stays here, supposedly, for something like 8 hours on Friday night. That's a marathon show. I'm impressed. All night on Friday night. So check that out. I mean, even that should just be written about. I mean, he stays up all night Friday nights at this little kind of crummy studio alone and plays music. Woo, we're a funny set of people here at Kill Radio, but you're a part of us too, and we're proud of that. We are. What are we listening to next? Hey, here's some Holly Golightly. Kill Radio.
your kind. You'll never get tired of putting it down, and I never know when I come around who I'm gonna find.
Be a woman soon. Yeah, I was ripe for it. Urge Overkill, ladies and gentlemen. Urge Overkill have left the building. I saw that band at CBGB's in New York, and they wore their, you know, white Shakespeare-like shirts, you know, and they had their hair that went down to about mid-neck level and was very swingy and groovy. Wow. That was an experience. I didn't think I was going to like them as much as I ended up liking them. They were really, really fun. Very, and one of those bands that are kind of harder rocking live than when you hear their produced stuff. So, and a kind of better live show than they are produced, I think. So, yeah, Urge Overkill. I didn't even know I had that that on here, but there you go. Polaris Mine before that, because I thought that went very well with the Holly Golightly. You know, I do this kind of like making dessert. I try to make it sweet and savory and have two different tastes at least that come together to make one very interesting swirly combination of a taste. I'm talking about with the music here. And what I have coming up soon is Andrew Choate, one of our Kill Radio DJs. He does a show called Unwrinkled Ear. And it's on Thursday at, looks like 8 to 10 p.m., Unwrinkled Ear, Andrew Choate, and he does spoken word stuff, and we're going to have a little feature on him on the Dr. Groovy show on YouTube pretty soon, so check it out, and we're going to hear him do some of his performing coming up next. So, and then I just wanted to mention that I played Wolf Mother Woman in honor of my friend Tommy and his new Guitar Hero, because I love that game, Guitar Hero, and he has it. So, and you know, it was really funny because while I was playing Guitar Hero, I was like, you know what? I should just be playing real music. So, watch out for Doll or the Dolls, D-H, D DAHL coming up soon, because I think that's going to be the band that I play in next. So I played that for in honor of that. And then this afternoon, I was watching Rock of Love with Bret Michaels. It's a show on, I believe, VH1. I'm not trying to advertise for it, but it's another one of these shows where a guy or a girl is matched up with the true love of their life within a series of, you know, 7 shows or something. And there's this elimination, the elimination of the women on this particular show, the elimination of the very stripper-type women. So it's really a wonderful combination of, you know, fun pieces for people who watch TV. So I played Every Rose Has Its Thorn, because he even mentioned it. Of course, I mention my own bands all the time, but he mentioned it on the show. I think he was trying to impress the ladies. So it's one of those situations where you're like, oh man, you know, you should have just kind of retired and not come back out. And he wears a bandana all the time. And you know what that means? He's got long hair, too. It's like down to his shoulder. But you know what a bandana means. If a guy wears a bandana or a hat all the time, he's got a receding hairline. And so Bret Michaels must have a super-duper receding hairline under his bandana. I bet I could do some good phrenology on that head. So anyways, I played Every Rose Has Its Thorn. See, all of what I play for you has such meaning. And I don't know if you know that, but I, Dr. Groovy, try to convey meaning to you in some way. And then I hear somebody else's show on this radio station and I feel like I'm an idiot. Like I go to McDonald's and eat all the time. Or something such. So, here's something really kind of cool, okay? For those who have type 1 diabetes, which is the one that your pancreas is destroyed, okay? So it's not type 2 diabetes that you hear about all the time with the, you know, adults being overweight. This is the ones like kids can get because their pancreas has been actually eating itself up for about 10 years by the time we find it. But there's some new kind of protein that is being researched right now, something called PDX1, which is funny because that's Portland, and I'm going back to Portland soon. So this protein called PDX1 was given to mice in the lab who had type 1 diabetes. Now, it doesn't say if it was induced type 1 diabetes or some kind of genetically derived sort of thing, and that may make a difference, but they found that the rodents' insulin levels returned to near normal levels within 2 weeks. The research team noted that the treatment spurred the regeneration of pancreatic cells that are destroyed by type 1 diabetes. So I got to tell you, that's really amazing, okay? We have found something that looks like it can regenerate something that could not otherwise be regenerated. And that's kind of interesting. Of course, kind of scary. This is all kind of, you know, it's always kind of scary when you hear something like that. Like, what is it going to become? You know, are we going to have like huge pancreases walking around because they've attained their own personality, artificial intelligence? Anyway, but it sounds pretty interesting. So, and it could really help people who have to, you know, deal with a lot of crapola for their disease. So it's Kill Radio, 213-252-0998. Dr. Groovy here, giving you medical news and crazy tunes. So Andrew Choate coming up next, and then Nothing But a G Thing with Dr. Dre, featuring Snoop Dogg off the Chronic after that. Enjoy.
Here's a little writing workshop for you prospective pen wielders out there. We're going to write a stanza of poetry together. Now, lots of people out there say that poetry doesn't have to rhyme anymore to be poetry, but most of us are more comfortable with poems that rhyme. So we're going to look within writing, within poetry, at the rhyming stanza. Here's one. You spilled the tzatziki sauce I like on my flambeau. Wanna get real freaky rubbing butts on the dance floor? Here's a variation. You change the tzatziki sauce I pour over my flambeau, and you call that freaky what they're doing on the dance floor? Alright, now I want you to try it. I'll leave some blanks for you to fill in, but I'll keep a bit of the rhythm for you, okay? You spilled the tzatziki sauce I like on my flambeau. Freaky, dance flow. Alright, now fill them in this time without my help articulating the beats. You changed the tzatziki sauce I like on my flambeau. Freaky, dance flow. And now for the advanced students out there, here's a couple more blanks. You change the tzatziki sauce I like on my flambeau.
Pubis to the tailbone.
Hey, that was supposed to be blank so the home crowd could fill it in. Let's do it again with even more blanks this time for everybody. Tzatziki. Flambeau.
Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up, cause you know we're about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Two low-death niggas, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand from a young G's perspective. And before me dig on a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended. And that's realer than real deal, holy feel. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. Drake creep to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm beeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I flow some old funky shit. To add to my collection, the selection symbolizes dope. Take a tote but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this. And, it's like that and like this and like that. And it's like this.
And who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. What a hell of a gangsta lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S-O-S of fresh and double O-P. D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clocking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G shit.
Hell yeah.
So Drake,
what up, dog?
Gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping. City of Compton.
Where it takes place, so a national attention. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, and your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie, Doggy Dogg, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I talk. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO win in the city they call Long Beach. Putting the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better
like this, that, and this, and it's like that. Like this and like that, and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.
All right. Frequency and Phrenology. 15 more minutes of molding your mind. So you want to take it all in. You want to be like a sponge. You want to accept all that is coming towards you. Just let it soak in and through you and make you completely... No, I'm not going to say it. I know you want me to say it, but I'm not going to say it. So, that's what I'm talking about. Scramble is here. He does the turntable thing, and he is diligently getting himself prepared, so you will be enjoying sounds for an hour and a half more. Is that correct? Are you an hour and a half? I think you should. Yeah, I think you should. So we're going to say it's a 9:30 till 12 show, and you can enjoy that with him. So, of course, we were going to let you listen to some of the Pink Floyd, but I just wanted to say I'm going to be signing off pretty soon. So if you want to call, 213-252-0998, and you got to do it soon. Okay? All right. But you don't have to. It's okay. It's really okay. He did. Why don't you? right, y'all, I'm signing off soon, so thanks for hanging out. Scramble up next. Check it out. It does follow this show quite well, and I only mean that with utmost respect. And John Hirschfield's birthday is tomorrow, January 12th, Saturday at Crane's Tavern, 1611 North El Centro, 90028. Laura Martin, Old War shirt, and more. Doors open at 8. Crane's Tavern, wish our own John Hirschfield of Is Good Music happy birthday. I'll try to be there. Maybe I'll see you there. IsGoodMusic.com. Hey, you've been listening to Kill Radio. Thanks. Go to donate to KR over on the left-hand side of your page. Give us your money. We appreciate it. And I will try to... I may be back tomorrow. You may hear me again at 4:30 to 6 p.m. if you want to do it. So, there you go. Frequency and Phrenology. Dr. Groovy signing off.
Hey,